as you know, Donald, there's certain legal constraints on the association, and there's some legal vagaries around the whole area of the Gardaí and our entitlement to take action to better our working conditions. So that's the wording that's been chosen, to find out exactly what our members feel and what mandate they're giving us in order to progress the matter.
That then, I presume, gives the GRA executive the power to go to the government and say, look, this is the strength of feeling that exists within the membership. This is how seriously they're taking it.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, the feeling on the ground and the feedback we're getting from our members is that they are absolutely furious and determined that something will be done to right the wrongs that have been visited upon them and to address the issues that they have, which they believe are legitimate.
It would appear at first glance that when you look at, say, the issues that are being discussed by the teachers' unions at the moment, the GRA's grievances and issues are very much along the same lines, the restoration of pay, bringing things back to where they were before the recession.
Absolutely. I mean, our members are listening to other trade unions and other work groups of workers who are dissatisfied with the pay rises that have been offered. What we're looking for as a start is to get our basic pay, not even our full incomes, because a lot of our income was made up of overtime, which was completely wiped out, but to get our basic pay back to levels of almost 9 years ago. I think any group of workers asking to have their pay restored to almost a decade ago is certainly reasonable. In the intervening times, our members delivered huge levels of productivity, massive changes in work practices, and they have paid the price through their safety with lesser numbers working, they're carrying out functions that they never did. And we just think that the whole area of our pay just has to be looked at, and we need to properly recognise the contribution we've made to society and the fact that we're denied basic negotiation rights in relation to our pay, and we're denied access to many of the labour relations mechanisms of the state. It's simply not fair.